From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Many Russian athletes have been banned from the Olympics. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The global body that governs track and field competition, the IAAF, announced Friday that it is continuing a ban on the Russian track athletes. The organization said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. The ban was announced today by IAAF President and Chairman Sebastian Coe.
Although good progress has been made, the IAAF Council was unanimous that RUSAF had not met the reinstatement conditions and that Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public. As a result, RUSAF has not been reinstated to membership of the IAAF at this stage.
Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. The Russian Ministry of Sport said in a statement that it had done everything possible since the ban to regain the world's trust. British politicians reached across party lines Friday to pay tribute to Joe Cox, a junior member of the parliament murdered Thursday after meeting with constituents. Cox was known for her strong pro-immigrant views, her drive to help refugees, and her campaigning to keep Britain inside the European Union. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is appealing for $121 million to combat the Zika virus over the next 18 months. The revised Global Strategic Response Plan supplants a previous plan launched in February, which requested around $20 million. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the response to Zika requires an integrated approach that places support for women and girls of childbearing age at its core.
This strategy will place greater focus on preventing and managing medical complications caused by Zika virus infection by providing counseling and treatment, if necessary, to pregnant women, partners, households, infected people, and will also work with communities trying to have enough of capacities at the health systems to provide a necessary support to communities.
The WHO says a lack of immunity in areas where the Zika virus is circulating for the first time could allow the disease to spread quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After weeks of fierce fighting, Iraqi security forces Friday broke through Islamic State defenses to reach the center of Fallujah, a city just west of Baghdad controlled by IS for more than 2 years. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound IS targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns as Iraqi special forces took over what has been an IS command center. Spokesman for the coalition, Army Colonel Chris Garber, confirmed Iraqi forces had seized the government building in the center of the city. The former U.S. ambassador to Syria says it is highly unusual, if not unprecedented, for more than 50 State Department diplomats to sign an internal diplomatic cable criticizing the Obama administration's handling of Syria's civil war. Robert Ford, who served as ambassador until 2014, commented to VOA on Friday after a document emerged from the department's internal dissent channel in which 51 State Department officials call for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The call for the stepped-up U.S. military engagement against the Syrian regime is in stark contrast to the administration's current policy, which is focused largely on aiding rebels in a bid to oust Islamic State and supporting diplomatic efforts for a political transition in the country. The State Department has verified the authenticity of the internal cable. Spokesman John Kirby confirmed its legitimacy but would not speak about its contents. He added, "We are reviewing the cable now," which came up very recently. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.